USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After talks stalled out following an all-day and all-night session, Senate Democrats came to a compromise late Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out Democrats for taking too long.
They were in a big hurry. We started voting on the First Amendment, as parliamentarian said, right after 11 a.m. Democrat leader held the vote open all day so they could try to figure out what was going on with their own legislation that they want to pass only with their votes.
After holding out, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said late Friday, "We have reached a compromise that enables the economy to rebound quickly while also protecting those receiving unemployment benefits from being hit with unexpected tax bill next year." Senator Manchin then voted with all 49 Republican senators early Saturday in support of Senator Rob Portman's proposal for $300 per week in additional federal unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Labor Department has announced much rosier unemployment numbers than expected. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Hiring in America boomed in February as restaurants and other hospitality businesses reopened, adding 379,000 people to U.S. payrolls and fueling renewed growth. The Labor Department said Friday U.S. employers added jobs for the second straight month in February in what marks a sharp pickup from earlier this winter. The jobless rate is well down from the 14.8% peak in April of 2020 and is now at 6.2%.
National Guard troops protecting the Capitol have gotten sick from tainted food. The National Guard confirms to The Hill that about four dozen guardsmen have been treated for gastrointestinal issues. WXYZ-TV reports that 74 meals were thrown out after metal shavings were found and other meals were undercooked. Members of Congress are calling for changes to food service operations. Capitol Police this week requesting the National Guard stay into May due to security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Charlotte Bennett, one of the former aides of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who accuses him of sexual harassment, tells CBS News' Nora O'Donnell what happened after she reported those claims to Cuomo's chief of staff.
I sat down and pretty quickly just said, I love working here, I love you guys, but the governor crossed the line with me last week, and she asked me what I was referring to, and I said, he said he was lonely. He said he wanted a girlfriend. He asked me if I had slept with older men. He said he was willing to sleep with younger women. And at that point, that was enough for her. And she was just like, what can we do here?
Governor Cuomo said this week that he would not resign and denied touching any of the women inappropriately. The NFL has broken another barrier, the league announcing the first black female referee. Maya Shaka rose to the ranks through a developmental program for NFL officials. She tells NBC's Today.
If you have a passion for something and if you have a drive for something, don't let it hold you back just because you think that something may give you some type of limitation. Just continue to work hard and always, always, always just follow your dreams.
She says she never thought that day would come. American Airlines says one of its Boeing 737 MAX jets had to make an emergency landing after pilots noticed a possible problem with an oil pressure indicator in an engine. The plane landed safely in Newark after a flight from Miami. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.